This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum is going to talk about summer heat. And we know the heat's on. We're right in the middle of summer heat stress periods for livestock. Interesting number, Bill, that in the U.S. livestock industry, it's been estimated for all livestock over $2 billion are lost due to heat stress on our livestock industry. Our listeners should be aware of two important terms. The first one is called thermal neutral zone, abbreviated TNZ. Simply means that when the temperature is outside of that zone, either higher or lower, the animal has to expend energy to cool and therefore diverts that away from other productive function. The other one you need to think about is called the THI. It stands for temperature humidity index. And it says when this number is reached, cows now are under heat stress. And the magic number has been lowered a little bit, and that's to 68. So if you take the temperature today, let's say it's 80 degrees, and it's 60% humidity, add those two together, that's 140, divide by two, that's a humidity index of about 70. So the cows need some help in this type of a situation. Surprising that heat stress can start as early as 6 a.m. in the morning and continue almost to midnight. Once the cow heats up, it takes a while for her to dissipate this heat, and sometimes even at night stays up at 80% humidity and therefore very difficult to cool off. Another take-home point for our listeners, not only do lactating cows need heat stress abatement, or they can lose anywhere from 5 to 20 pounds of milk a day, but also heifers, dry cows, and baby calves need to have some protection against heat stress out there as well. Certainly, we can look at feeding programs, and one of the real keys is going to be getting what we call a cooler ration. Simply means that we have feeds that generate less heat. What generates heat, Bill? Fiber. Fiber generates heat. So high-quality forages, replacing some of those lower-quality forages with digestible fiber sources such as citrus pulp, almond hulls, beet pulp, soy hulls, that would also cool the ration down. Adding fat as an energy source, because fat doesn't generate heat in the rumen. It's fairly much a bypass energy source. Another key factor would be to change the DCAD. DCAD stands for dietary cation anion balance or difference, simply meaning adding sodium and potassium to the ration. We want that number up around 350. A normal ration is around 250 out there. So you're going to look at potassium carbonate and sodium bicarb buffers in the feeding program. Another one, of course, is to go to multiple feedings to keep the feed fresh. If the feed starts warming up in the bunk, that's a stale feed. The cows are more reluctant or less likely to consume that feed out there in the program. And, of course, get the crude protein levels correct using adequate amounts of rumen undegradable protein to reduce nitrogen load on the cow. The last take-home message will be cow comfort. Some unique work just reported from the University of Wisconsin indicates the temperature goes up 1 degree Fahrenheit, we end up having a decrease in resting time, and therefore the cow stands up. And of course, as the cow stands up, that puts more stress on the animal. They did some research and said that when you had a thermal humidity index of 68-79, the cow spent an additional 3.5 hours of standing time trying to remain cool. So the take-home message with summer heat stress is be well aware most of your livestock are going to be experiencing it. There are things you can do in the ration and cow comfort in the feed bunk to improve performance and avoid significant declines in performance. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, who is featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Northwestern heat records have been easily broken.
Normally, when you look at a weather station that's been in operation for 100 years or more, when all-time high temperature records are set, they're just barely edged or barely broken by a degree or two. But to see all-time records that have been in existence for decades or even more than a century in some cases to be broken by 5 to more than 10 degrees is truly unbelievable.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey points to one of the most remarkable new records he's seen so far.
A little community in northwestern Washington, effectively in the rainforest, named Quileute. There's a community beside it called Forks, Washington. Very small area near the Olympic Mountains. 110 degrees on June 28th. They had never hit 100 before. 99 was the all-time record set during the heat wave back in August of 1981.
Our thanks to USDA Radio's Stephanie Ho for that report. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.